This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Yesterday, of course, the federal government announced it was taking over mortgage giants Freddie Mac and particularly Fannie Mae. David Greising, chief business correspondent for the Chicago Tribune. David, I guess you've been through all this before, huh?
Certainly. We've seen the takeover of Fannie Mae in town, and it really shook Chicago to its roots.
In 2004, Fannie Mae filed bankruptcy for a second time, and it wasn't really a very sweet story, was it?
No, it was not. In fact, one of Chicago's best-known chocolate makers had filed for bankruptcy with the loss of several hundred jobs in downtown Chicago. This was not exactly the financial behemoth that we've been talking about the last few days, but still, it was a story that resonated in Chicago.
And of course, we're talking about the bankruptcy of Fannie Mae Candies, which is a legend in Chicago. When people hear the words Fannie Mae, they think of products like buttercreams, mint meltaways, Pixies, Cocoa Balls, French Nougat, not the Fannie Mae mortgage products, benchmark bills, callable medium-term notes, and discount notes. When Fannie Mae went bankrupt, and it was such close to the heart of Chicagoans, how long did it take for the company to stabilize?
Well, on the second time around, it took a little while because, frankly, the company had been run more or less into the ground by its prior owner. They had way overextended into retail merchandise, and they couldn't afford to run all the stores that they were running. And they had overexpanded with purchases of other candy makers. And so the company was in pretty bad shape, and there was concern for a little while that they would have to shut down altogether, in part because they were facing some pretty stiff competition.
So stiff competition, overextended, got into areas where maybe they didn't have the expertise. I'm hearing some themes here that remind me of the subprime mortgage crisis, David.
Certainly a lot of similarities. I guess the big difference is one involved the dealings in complex financial instruments. The other dealt with a complex recipes for candied products.
I see. Is Fannie Mae candy still pretty popular there in Chicago?
Very popular, and their retail stores have improved in popularity. Their flagship store on North Michigan Avenue, one of the country's great shopping streets, has started to really attract attention. It's right there on the Chicago River. They more than tripled the space in the store. It used to be just a tiny little storefront that nobody would ever notice, and now they, with the expanded space, they've really improved the merchandising. They've improved the look of the store. It's kind of a fun place to walk into now with the new merchandise they have in there. And so people enjoy shopping there. And it's in competition, frankly, with Hershey, which is
that's a huge global brand. And I guess it's probably safe to say that Fannie Mae's inventory there on the flagship store. In the flagship store there in Chicago is probably worth something less than, you know, a couple trillion in mortgage products that the big Fannie Mae has. Before we go, David, what's your favorite Fannie Mae product?
My personal favorite is the Pixie, or the Turtle, as we used to call them in my family.
That's a caramel with pecans enrobed in chocolate. Sounds like a great breakfast item. Dave Greising, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. So long, John.
Dave Greising is the chief business correspondent for the Chicago Tribune on the Fannie Mae story.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.